Welcome to Leading Lights, Indigenous men and women who have left a trail of inspiration for others.
Mary Two Axel Murray, a Mohawk from Gowakané, Quebec, changed the lives of thousands of Indigenous women and their children when she undertook a long and tedious equal rights campaign. The campaign was for women who lost their Indian status, rights, and benefits under the law when they married non-Indians. In 1985, largely because of Two Axel Murray's effort, Parliament passed legislation amending the Indian Act to eliminate the discrimination that penalized status Indians who were women, while permitting men to marry whom they choose without sanctions and to provide a reinstatement process. Once reinstated, the woman could reclaim their rights under the Act.
And now in Blackfoot.
Quebec. Parliament passed legislation. Indian Act.
On October 4th, 1911, she was born Mary Two Axel on the Mohawk Reserve of Montreal's South Shore. At age 18, she moved to Brooklyn, New York, and a few years later married an Irish-American electrical engineer, Edward Early. They had two children, Edward and Rosemary. Marrying a non-Indigenous man meant that Two Axel Murray lost her Indian status under provisions of the Indian Act passed in 1876. While the Indigenous people themselves had not previously regarded women as second-class citizens, the law reflected the Victorian European notion that women were legally the possessions of their husbands. Losing her status rights meant that Two Axel Murray could not live on the reserve where she was born, own land there, participate in the band's political life, vote in its elections, or be buried there. At the time, this was little concern to Two Axel Murray.
October 4th, 1911. Itipuka nama ki Mary Two Axel. Kium istutu annik pinapuhts kanawagi. Annik itzi Montreal. An anutan sisuims 18 itzitapistu tiyamaskam skapuhts Brooklyn, New York. Kenimitu tatsi mi unapim. Ansta Edward Early. Sudam kuku siya natsi da piks uku suaw, Edward and Rosemary. Itin si gennim itu it nesa yumi, sudam at stumumi utiti da pipe da piks, and kyuks nikske ni desks kumuay a kiks agit sa yumi ya. Umi nikke matins gadub Indian Act. Gennim ay it ni umi, sudam sa waksi da kiut.
In 1967, she founded the provincial organization Equal Rights for Indian Women, which later became the National Indian Rights for Indian Women. Two Axel Murray wrote many letters, made many passionate speeches, and presented submissions to government task forces and ministers. On June 28, 1985, almost two decades after Mary Two Axel Murray began her campaign, the Parliament of Canada passed Bill C-31. Bill C-31 restored status and membership rights to thousands who had married non-Indigenous. Two generations of children were also given Indian status immediately. It was estimated that more than 16,000 women and 46,000 first-generation descendants were eligible to benefit.
In 1967, rights for Indian women. Two acts early, June 28, 1985. Nama kiwa. So damat sa pipuktuman niksi, niksi oka kitsimeks, itutsapu ya nitsin kadu Bill C-31. So damutsapu ya gen kaks makukane ituman si beta bi sawaks. Nitsita pia kiksi maksawat teissa isesku akia ei kaksa juumissa.
On January 5th, 1985, Two Axel Murray became the first person in Canada to regain her status, When she was presented with written confirmation by the Minister of Indian Affairs and Northern Development, David Crombie, the minister had said there was no greater tribute for her many years of work than to let history record that she be the first person to have her rights restored under the new legislation. Mary Two Axe Early died of respiratory failure on August 21, 1996, in Ganawake at the age of 84.
Genook, July the 5th, 1985. Two acts early. So damo to mi po tua wanu kits kahko minuno anu Canada. Was the one yay. It poko pi mi genitin ikada. Ax nixke oka kismaya. David Crombie. Nam so damo to po way. Anuk yan awani and some no much to man gam. What is to tip? A gigs makaksot days. Is a scorsa ekitsa yumia. Mary Two Axe Early, August 21st, 1996. Ganawagi, animai tukapsi, ancestry me, 84.